you naked. I need your heart. And I need your jerking off. No. No. Pause the audio if you need to. But be quick. Okay. Good. Start jerking off. As fast as you like. See, I've always found that guys seem to be in the most pleasure just before they come. That moment, just before you come, that point, is where we can have the most fun. So, I need you to reach that edge as quickly as you can. And then the games begin. I've got something very, very special planned for you today. I can see that you're already throbbing at the thought of it, but I understand if you're not quite at the edge yet. Maybe I can help you with that. Maybe if I wrap my lips around your tip. Maybe if I suck up and down the length of your shaft. Or maybe you prefer if I just lick and suck right in the tip. Certainly enjoyed that. Looks like you're pretty close to that edge now. Keep jerking off for me while I explain the rules, but no coming. That's rule number one. You come only when I, or if I, tell you that you can come. Can you do that? Okay. So down to the game. Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna set a timer for a random duration between 2 minutes and 45 minutes. I won't tell you how long the timer is set for, obviously, but when the timer goes off, you get to come. Well, you get to come if you're quick enough. You'll have 10 seconds from when that timer goes off to make yourself come. The timer's going to be a loud alarm sound, so you'll know when you hear it. If you don't manage to come in those 10 seconds, you're going to have to try again from the start of the audio. But just for good measure, you'll have to wait until tomorrow for attempt number 2. So, if you want to come today, make sure you keep yourself right on the edge, because you might have to come any minute now. Okay, let's begin. I'll use a random number generator to get the timer length. That's a fun one. Set the timer now. And we've begun. Do you really think you're going to be able to keep on the edge for what may be 45 minutes? Good luck. There is one extra rule, by the way. If you somehow make yourself come before the timer goes off, you have to ruin your orgasm. That means, as soon as you start coming, no more stimulation. Takes all the pleasure away from the orgasm. Oh, and don't think you're going to be able to anticipate when the timer is going to go off by looking at the length of the audio. I've added in some amount of blank space at the end of the audio just to push the length of the file to 60 minutes. So, that's not going to give you any clues. I'd say sorry, but, well, I'm not. Alright. Make sure you're not wearing any clothes. I want you totally naked. I want you to feel vulnerable for this. Remember, I am in control of you. Why don't you spread your legs as well while you jerk off? This must be torture for you. Maybe you should take your hand off for a minute. Give yourself a break. I mean, there's no way the timer is going to go off this early, is there? But what if it does? And you miss your chance to come. Tough choice. I don't envy your position. I think it's probably best to play it safe and just keep yourself right on the edge until the timer goes off. You don't want to have to risk waiting until tomorrow for another chance to come, do you? Or maybe you'd love that. Now, I wouldn't be a very good host if I didn't provide you with a little simulation while you're laying there jerking yourself off for me. So, I'm going to describe to you what I want to do to you. I hope this doesn't make it too hard for you not to come too soon. But remember to stay on that edge. The timer could go off any minute. Tick. Tock. Tick. Tock. Imagine me pushing you down onto your bed. When I'm with guys, I like to take control at first. And as I'm sure you're aware, I do like to tease. I lean in to kiss you, move down and kiss your neck, gently biting your skin. Move up to your ear and blow a gentle hot breath against it. Kiss your earlobe, kiss you again, biting your bottom lip as I pull away. Your hands keep drifting across my body, running down to my ass, grabbing my boobs. I can't be having that. As I said, I like to take control. I know you're not going to be able to keep your hands to yourself unless I make you. So, I take out some red rope from the bedside table and gently but securely tie your wrists to my bedframe. That's better. Now, I'm in total control. Well, you've been gone for quite a while now. This edging must be getting quite torturous for you. You're doing well, though. I hope you're keeping yourself right on the edge. Anyway, where were we? That's right. I was pulling your jeans off your legs. Removing your boxers. Letting your hard cock spring free, covered in pre-cum. But don't get too excited. I'm not going to be touching that for quite a while yet. Can you stop wriggling your legs around like that, please? I think I better make sure you don't. I'll get some more rope and tie your ankles to the bedpost as well, making you lay spread eagle on the bed with your hard cock tantalizingly free and open, but leaving you with no way of touching it. Now, this is the point where I'd put on a little show for you. I'd gently crawl off the bed, draping my hair gently across your chest and thighs as I crawl away. Maybe even some of it will brush against your cup. When I get off the bed, I'll stand at the edge, looking down at you. I'm wearing a nice tight black dress that comes down to just above my knees. It's fairly low cut and you've got a good view of my ample cleavage. I turn away from you and slowly unzip the dress from the back, pull it up over my shoulders, shimmy it down slowly over my body, first revealing a lacy black bra strap and then revealing some matching panties. I step out of the dress, turn around to face you. My tits are framed perfectly in a lacy black bra. My body looks as fantastic as you thought it would. Wow. You've been going for what? Over 9 months? Wow. You're doing well. You must be in so much agony right now. Or maybe you're actually really loving this. Of course you're loving this. You wouldn't have gone this far. This feeling of being right in the edge is so good for you, isn't it? So much better than actually coming could ever feel. Well, I'm going to give you a choice now. Turn off the audio. Put your dick away. Come back tomorrow. and do this all over again. Don't you think Common might just ruin this whole thing? Well, if you're not up to that, we can carry on with the game. There's still some time to go. Or maybe there's only a few seconds. There's no way of telling. As I stand at the foot of the bed in my underwear, your hips are bucking up and down as much as they can with the bounce, and your cock is hard as ever, and covered in more pre-cum than you thought was possible. I look lustfully in your eyes and lean down and kiss your ankle, working my way up your leg with my mouth, your inner thigh, up and up, closer and closer to your throbbing cock, agonizingly close. When I reach the top of your thigh, I switch over to your other leg, breathing over your cock as I go before kissing all around your inner thigh again. I then work my mouth up your stomach, tasting every inch of flesh I can find, apart from your cock, of course. Kissing up your chest, flicking my tongue across your nipples. Keep jerking off for me. Keep yourself right on the edge. You must be covered in pre-cum, right? Run your finger along the tip of your dick. Gather it all up. Now, suck it clean. Taste yourself. It's not so bad, is it? Now, get back to jerking off. Quickly. You don't want to miss out on the timer, do you? You've been so close for so long, you barely even need to touch anymore to stay on the edge. You could probably keep yourself there with one finger. Once I'd finished testing every inch of your flesh, and I decided I tortured you enough, and you're looking at me like you'd do anything for me. Just to touch your dick, I'd slowly position myself between your legs and gently lower my mouth down to your dick. I'd stop just before I reached it and lightly blow on the tip. And then suddenly engulf it in my warm, wet mouth, wrapping my lips around the tip and moving all the way down your shaft until you're deep in my mouth. Up and down, up and down. You taste so good. But I know after all this season you're not gonna last long, so I better not go on for too much longer. That's enough. I take my mouth off and look down at you with lust. I need you inside me. I need you to fill me up. I position myself above you so my pussy is, and she's above your cock. I stay there for an agonizing length of time before slowly lowering myself down on top of you, filling me up with your cock. Fuck. You feel so come for me. Okay. 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hands off. Did you manage to come in time? I hope so. If you did, get yourself cleaned up. If you didn't manage it, well, you know the rules. Put your clothes back on and come back tomorrow. You're probably not going to sleep very well, and I doubt you'll have a very productive day tomorrow, but you know the rules before getting into this. At least when you try again tomorrow, you know when the timer's coming.